This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A structural engineer investigating the cause of the collapse of a Miami-area condominium tower last month said the investigation analyzed a number of possible scenarios to eliminate potential causes until they're able to identify exactly what triggered the collapse. Speaking to the Associated Press, Alan E. Kishmeyer said that he and his team were using 2D and 3D modeling to look at load-supporting elements, wind conditions, and other variables. While he says it's too early to say what exactly happened and caused the collapse, he has been able to study the north building and perform materials testing to compare with the building that collapsed. On Saturday, authorities raised a confirmed death toll from that collapse in Surfside to 86, with 43 people still missing. According to North Korea's KCNA news agency, the leaders of North Korea and China traded messages vowing to strengthen cooperation on the anniversary of their Treaty of Friendship, Cooperation, and Mutual Assistance between the two countries. China has been North Korea's only major ally since the two signed the treaty in 1961 and international sanctions imposed over Pyongyang's nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs have made it more dependent than ever on Beijing for trade and support. China's President Xi Jinping said that he plans to provide greater happiness to the two countries and their people by strengthening communications with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and by steadily leading the relations of friendship and cooperation between the two countries. This is VOA News. One of Hong Kong's most established pro-democracy civic organizations says that it is letting go of its paid staff and cutting in half the size of its steering committee. The decision comes as Beijing steps up its crackdown on opposition activity in the city. The Hong Kong Alliance in Support of Patriotic Democratic Movements of China is best known for organizing annual events commemorating the 1989 crackdown on pro-democracy protesters in Beijing's Tiananmen Square. It says seven of its 14 remaining steering committee members had decided to step down in the face of growing political and legal risk. Of those remaining, three are in jail for protest-related activities. Critics accuse China of betraying commitments to maintain Hong Kong's civil liberties for 50 years after the British handover. There was little reaction after Ethiopia's Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's Prosperity Party won the most seats in Ethiopia's parliamentary election, a victory that assures him another term in office. Some people said that they were most concerned about the war in Tigray and would like Prime Minister Ahmed and his party to make peace a priority. He hailed the June 21st vote as the country's first free and fair election after decades of repressive rule. However, an opposition boycott war in the northern region of Tigray, ethnic violence and logistical challenges in some areas overshadowed the election. Voting did not take place in three of Ethiopia's 10 regions. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Saturday welcomed Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in Istanbul. Turkey's authorities released a statement saying that the latest developments in the Israel-Palestine conflict and all aspect of Turkey-Palestinian relations would be on the agenda. Abbas's visit to Turkey comes as a time of increased tensions at home, where thousands of Palestinians have joined demonstrations in recent weeks against the Palestinian Authority, which governs parts of the Israeli-occupied West Bank. The world's top finance officials have endorsed plans for a global minimum corporate tax. Ministers from the group of 20 countries representing most of the world's economy announced their backing at a meeting Saturday in Venice. Under the global 15% minimum tax plan, companies will be taxed by their home countries if their profits overseas go untaxed. That would be a deterrent to moving profits to countries with very low tax rates, so-called tax havens. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said a global minimum tax level would stop a self-defeating competition in which countries have lowered their rates to attract companies. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.